Councilor Leekens and Boone Jenner to take your questions. Please direct your questions to one of the two players, if you would, and raise your hand and wait for the microphone. We'll start left side, second row.
You're walking out behind the Gaudreau family into a stadium with almost 95,000 people. Can you just describe that moment through your eyes?
Fantastic. I mean, it's a dream came true, you know. Since I was a kid, I was dreaming about this game, and I'm going to keep repeating this. I mean, even in past days, I said that in interviews, and I'm going to keep saying this. And having a Gaudreau family walking in front of us, it was amazing, especially kids as well, you know. As Dean said, Johnny was here with us, and he helped us to win this game. Past two games, when Gaudreau family was here with us, we lost. One was in Calgary, and one was in our opening night. And I'm glad that we could make happen win this game right now, because this was a huge game.
Right side, second row.
Whose idea was it to do the Johnny outfit, the dress as Johnny did?
Yeah, it was pretty collective with, you know, the other guys on the team. We thought of it quite a while ago, and just thought it was fitting. I mean, that's to us a signature Johnny fit, and we've seen him come to the rink so many times in that or something very similar, and it's just a special thing we wanted to do for him, and we've had so many good times with him, you know, in those clothes, and I mean, yeah, it was special. We wanted to do something for him, obviously. Merritt helped us out so much with, you know, tracking down those sweaters that he always wore from Avalon, and we just kind of pieced together the rest, and you know, it was special to wear that and come in like that for us.
Left side, second row
there, pretty comfortable.
Elvis, just wondering if you consider rising to the moment of having 95,000 people watching you and wanting to do your best on the stage, and also how much Matias was on your mind tonight.
Yeah, no, it's amazing building here. I came here even during the summer watching some football as well. The crowd gets really loud, and it's amazing. This night was definitely my favorite night so far that I played in hockey games, and it was amazing. It was seriously amazing.
Right side, front row.
It's one thing to come up with the idea for the Johnny fit, but once you guys all got together in those things and you're looking around at each other, what was the feeling like? Either one of you can answer that one.
I mean, it just reminds us of him. That's why we did it. And like I said, there's so many days of, you know, we've seen him come to the rink like that, and you know, we have some pictures that he's pretty much wearing the same thing, and it just puts some good memories in our minds, and you know, obviously, like Elvis said, he was here with us tonight, and he's been here with us all season, and you know, we play for him, and you know, tonight obviously he was here, and we wanted to honor him the best way we could. And, not only doing that, but playing as he would play.
And last one for me, Elvis, had you ever been part of a pep rally before in your life?
A what?
A pep rally? The thing you guys went to before the game?
Stage.
Oh. Have you ever been part of something like that?
You're talking way too complicated, right? The vocabulary, there's a limit. No. No, I never been. Like, I never had this experience. It was, you know, it was awesome, but it's not my style. Usually, when I come to the rink, I'm like focused out in, and here, like, I wanted to enjoy every single moment. And like as Dean said as well before the game, like, we're all grown men here, and we're gonna get ready to the game when the puck drops, right? So just enjoy this. And actually, right before that, I was talking to Sean, and I said, like, I feel pretty nervous, you know. It's a big thing going on now. It's so many people, and then everything what they organized, it was perfect, and you just feel shaky a little bit, you know, and you know that there is a game to play, and on that time I just try to enjoy that, and then right before the game just get that focus back on.
We'll take a couple more left side front row.
How long did it take you to adjust to the conditions, the sidelines, and the challenges of being playing that outdoor game?
Well, honestly, I played today with two blockers. I wasn't really happy with my catcher today. But by third period, I figured out what was the issue. The catcher on the heater was soft, and then after like 5 minutes being out there on the ice, it was getting crispy and cold, and I couldn't really close the catcher till the end, and that's what I figured out. Second period being on other net, because in the practice as well I played there, you feel a little bit different, the wind blowing, which is interesting. You know, you get in your position and you feel just your catcher and blocker swings away. It was a little bit weird, but you get used to it pretty quick. But other than that, I think the league did everything the best what they could. We all understand the ice conditions wasn't the best, probably. You know, the puck was jumping a lot, but this is outdoor game. I mean, they did the best what they could, and we all just got used to it and just play our game.
Two more, right side, second row.
That was kind of along the lines of your game. I mean, you were busy tonight too. A lot of shots, a lot of traffic in front. What was it like for you to focus in and play this game with the amount that they were, you know, in your zone and attacking? And then on top of that, what was your celebration when Justin Danforth scored?
Relief. On those two goals, I really didn't see the puck. I had traffic in front of me. Yeah, but to me, the most important thing was make this game done, like in a positive way. For Johnny, for the Goodrow family, and for Matisse. This is why I put on the helmet both of them, and it was huge for me to win this game. I was waiting this game seriously a long, long time, and to me it was really important to win as well, because I feel home here. I came here as a, I'm not gonna say a kid, but like a young guy, and now I have family, I got married here, I have first kid, and then second one should pop out in any day. I almost didn't make on this game, I'm telling you that. So that was stressful as well, but it was really important to win for this city, because the city is, they really care about your sports, what we have here, the football, the soccer team, us, and they really love us, and it was really important to get that win.
Last one, left side against the wall.
Boone, this is for you. You've been here a long time. Tough times, some better times. Did you ever think you'd see something like this, or this would happen at this magnitude? Does it mean anything as you go forward in the weeks ahead?
I mean, definitely knew this day was gonna be special, but I was still blown away. Coming here today at the prep rally, the fans outside of the stadium already, the walk-in, I mean, and then seeing the crowd and warm-up. I mean, warm-up was pretty much sold out, and I knew Columbus was gonna show up, and they did. What an atmosphere, what an experience for us. You know, and just as far as being heard, it's just so fun to be back with these guys and playing and battling. You know, been watching them battle for each other all season, and I just wanna get out there and be with them, so. It's been a blast since being back, and happy to be able to be part of this game. And like he was saying, it's huge for our city and our fans, and for us as a group. We knew there's, you know, obviously two crucial points on the line, and you know, maybe at times it wasn't our best tonight, but we found a way. And you know, it's huge for us. And what an experience, and a great day. So you know, it was a fun time, and definitely a memory for all of us.
Thanks a lot, guys. Congratulations. Thank you.